My name is Ty Littlefield. I live in Boston, and one of the issues that I ran into when I was trying to look at COVID-19 information is that a lot of it's conveyed in graphs, and what is not conveyed in graphs is generally very scattered. So to see like a breakdown of states, for example, generally you have to go to each state's website. Unfortunately, a lot of those websites are not super accessible. Some of them are pretty good, but some of them it's hard to find the information. So I wanted a way to aggregate the data from the coronavirus and to bring it so that like into a method that everybody can kind of use and view. This is a work in progress, so it's as I have time, I'm adding to it. There's a lot of stuff that I still want to add, and it seems like we're going to be dealing with this for a while, so there's definitely plenty of time and room. So the website address itself is cvstats.net, and when you get there, the first button is a toggle navigation menu button, and if you hit enter on that, we don't necessarily need to open it right now because there's other ways to navigate. It will present you under that button with a list of links that you can use, and each of those links will take you to a specific section of the page. The page is also split up by sections, by headings. So if I hit H,
accessible COVID-19 statistics tracker heading level 1.
That's the home like intro piece.
For many people,
and there's a bunch of kind of text there, essentially kind of explaining what I just did. One of the things I do ask is people have asked where to donate, and I put this up for free. It costs me nothing to run, so I would much rather, if that's a question, that money were donated to, you know, organizations that need it, food pantries. There's all kinds of places. And then if you hit H again for heading,
global stats heading level 2 button collapsed.
It says global stats heading level 2 button collapsed. And so what each of these, the site is kind of split up into sections. And because there's a lot of information, especially the next two sections, I keep these collapsed, and it means that it's easier to navigate with a screen reader, but also if you're looking at it on a mobile device, whether you're sighted or using a screen reader, it's less information that's kind of presented in one flow. So if we hit enter,
global stats heading level 2 button expanded,
it expands, and just as with the home, with the main menu and with every other section, you can collapse and expand this as many times as you want. And when you expand it, as you go down, it will show the data that's under that heading.
Heading level 3 dataset last updated :15 hours ago.
So this data, because this is a very common question, this data and all of the other data comes from a site. I'm pulling it from an API, which is essentially just a way to source data. And this data is created by scraping or like automatedly, like in an automated script, pulling the data from other sites. And so this is coming from Worldometers. Some of the content that I plan to add will come from Johns Hopkins. I plan to add information. So right below this,
bullet cases :2,975,911.
So this is the current active amount of active cases, and as you just heard, it's 2.9 mil and over.
Bullet today cases :56,507.
So today cases is essentially a list of cases that have been reported today. This is kind of a tricky number because based on when the stats are updated, like some countries are a day ahead of us. So they may have reported yesterday, but we're seeing today cases in this current time zone. So just be aware that, you know, that number's kind of hard to stick to.
Bullet deaths :206,063.
I do, so then this is the amount of deaths that have occurred as a result of the coronavirus, and I do plan on adding percentages so that we can kind of correlate and get a rough estimate. It's just a matter of figuring out which chunks of data those percentages should go with, but I've started working on that. So we can move on. There's a bunch more data here. There's tests, there's recovered. There's a lot of states and countries that have reported, but I'm going to close this.
Global stats heading
section.
Level 2 button expanded. Enter collapsed.
And
heading level 2 button collapsed country stats.
So country stats, I'm going to skip to states just so that we have time for questions, but country stats works almost exactly like the state stat table will that I'm going to show you. It's just by country and not by state.
Heading level 2 button, collapsed breakdown of states in the United States.
So enter,
breakdown
this
of states in the United States, heading level 2 button expanded, the table with 8 columns and 63 rows. To sort the table by the values in a column, click or press enter on the column header.
So the table library that I'm using does not report sorting super well. So the caption is here just to kind of explain that you have to hit enter to sort on. And so if you hit enter, or if you double tap, if you're using VoiceOver on the header, it will allow you to sort by that column.
State.
So I'm at the first column in the top row, which is the header. So the very top left, and we'll go right and just kind of listen to the data pieces that are here.
Cases, column 2. Active cases, column 3. Cases reported today, column 4. Deaths today, column 5. Alert, and overall deaths, column 6. Tests, column 7. Tests per 1 million, column 8.
So I think most of that's pretty explanatory, and if someone has questions, definitely feel free to ask. The important, or the kind of interesting piece here, is the tests per 1 million. And the countries table actually has some of this data as well. It has deaths per million, tests per million. And essentially, you can kind of think of it as a way to imagine density. If you, a lot of visual maps show a map that's color-coded, and it uses this idea of, you know, X per million, where X might be deaths or cases or, you know, whatever, to show how hard a specific area is hit. So if it's lower than other ones, it might be like a lighter shade, but if it's higher or average, it'll be a brighter shade. So that just kind of allows you to quantify. So I'm going to go
test over that case at case state. Cases, column state, column 1.
So if you, actually, if you go to cases and
column
you just
2.
Arrow down.
New York, 293,354, row 2.
So this shows, it'll read the table rows because it's marked up with row headers on the left side. So each of the states is its own sort of row.
New Jersey, 109,038, row 3.
And so as you can tell, like, as you can hear, as you kind of move through the table, all of the states are here and listed. And if you were to hit enter on any of those columns, it would allow you to sort either ascending or descending. I think it starts ascending by default, so you have to hit enter twice. So the only other piece that I want to show...
Breakdown of states and enter collapsed. Heading level 1 button collapsed changelog.
It's the changelog or changelog. And if you expand it,
enter changelog heading level 1 button expand.
The reason I have this is because I'm updating the site, and so I want people to be able to look at this to see if there were any changes. So if you look at the very bottom of the site, just with Control End, the bottom line shows the version number, and I increment that every time I update.
Bullet 1.0.5. Hollow round bullet updated global stats to include the time it was last updated.
So we don't have to go through all of these, but essentially this kind of just shows a list of what I did in the last version. And I should also just add or start adding dates when I'm publishing them, and I just haven't done that yet. So I think that's pretty much it. If anybody has questions, the one thing I did want to say is, because it's a common question, just to kind of give you a roadmap of what I'm working on next. A lot of people want a breakdown by county. I am working on bringing that in. It's a little bit more difficult because there are thousands of counties, and so I don't want to show a table with thousands of rows. For some computers, that would be terrible. So what I'm doing is just making it create a list of states, and then you'll expand the state, and in like under that will be the table with all the counties per state. I'm also working on bringing in trends because that is also something that people have requested. And this will show per state and per country specifically, starting from the first time the coronavirus is reported in that area up until current, the number of tests and the number of cases and things like that. And there are some really cool accessible graphs that I can attach this to so that you'll get an audio representation. You'll see like a data table, and then you'll also see an audio representation of that graph. But other than that, if anybody has questions.
This is Cheryl. So I've noticed that the governor and I think maybe nationally, they've started talking about race and ethnicity. Is there any way that can too?
So I have to look at what data this API is making available, because there's a whole group of people that are working on kind of pulling this data together so that other apps can access it. Mm-hmm. And it gets like, I think it's up to 1 billion and some odd requests now. So if they make that available, I will definitely bring it in. I'm trying to bring in as much data as they're making available.
Okay, thanks.
Can you hear me? This is Tina.
Yes, Tina, go ahead. Sorry, I had to unmute you. Go ahead.
I've been trying to unmute, and it wasn't working. Thank you, Tyler, so much for doing this. I've been consulting it regularly and really like being able to have something that I can read so clearly. Two questions for you. One is that it's not unusual for me to check and find that the deaths and cases sort of for today are showing up as zero. And I'm wondering, is that an issue of what time I check, that it hasn't been updated for the day? Because I'd like to be able to get that information. The second thing is, I've been trying unsuccessfully to find anything that says, and I'm primarily interested in the state, but it could be others as well, the trend, like how has it been changing over the last few days, over the last week? And I've not been able to find data that allows me to see what is the trend, how much is it changing, in what direction, et cetera.
Yeah, so to answer both questions, the first one's easier. Like I mentioned earlier, I sourced this data. It comes directly from Worldometers, which is generally more accurate than a lot of other places that I've seen. A lot of places will give you updates, but they'll also kind of add a projection in there so that you don't have an exact accurate number. So I don't know. It depends on the country and when the country submits their information and in terms of when Worldometer updates. So within 10 minutes of Worldometer updating, this site will also update. And that's honestly...
I was primarily looking at U.S. states.
Yes, and that's also Worldometers as well.
Okay. All right.
So I'm sorry. I wish I had a more accurate solution for you, but that's kind of all I have. It just depends on when they update, and I'm not really sure when that is. In terms of trends, this is something that I've been working on bringing in. It was one of the kind of planned features that I mentioned, and I'm working on getting that. It's just a matter of sort of representing it in a way that is easy to understand and read. And I'm hoping that a table and a chart, like an accessible graphic chart, will do that. So that's coming up.
Thank you.
Okay. Nona, you're next.
Thank you. Thank you, Tyler. This is quite an undertaking you've taken on. So thank you. We appreciate all your efforts. The question I have is there any statistic that can show recovery rate?
So if you're talking about it in terms of a rate, that's going to be really hard to measure until this is done, because we don't know exactly how many people have recovered, and we also don't know what that rate is. You would have to kind of measure it from the beginning to now. There is a list of recoveries, and so you can kind of see if those are going up as other numbers are going down. And I do plan on adding some percentages, but I'm trying to be very careful with what I correlate, because percentages kind of create this idea of a ratio. And a lot of this data, we don't actually have real solid numbers on. And so percentages can kind of be misleading. But I will do what I can to represent as much of that as possible in percentages. I just don't want to give bad data.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Chris Devin, and we will get to you, Bruce. I promise. Chris, you're next.
I just want to tell people, if you don't have I'm not a computer user of a great renown, but if you have an Echo device, and I'm sure it could be true of the Google Homes, you can ask for these statistics and, for the different states. You can ask for different counties within a state. You can ask for the countries, the whole bit, the deaths. And the recovers are going to be underreported, because I don't think people are paying that much attention to them right now. They want to get the cases. They want to get the deaths and so forth on the record. And then, as Tyra said, when you get to the end, we'll subtract and we'll see how many people recovered and what the percentage was at any given point. But, you can do that. The thing to keep in mind when you do it is everybody updates at different times. So Massachusetts, we seem to get them at different times. We get them at 8 o'clock at night. They said they would put them in at 4 o'clock this afternoon. So it depends on, you know, what it is. And sometimes it's misleading on there because it'll say the current date, but it'll have yesterday's statistics because they've changed that. It's a little, but you then can go back and ask for yesterday and find out how much it went up, you know, once you get the new stats, that kind of thing. But yeah, it's, the Miss A can do it. Also, as I say, probably Google Home. And so for those without computers, you can get some of the same stuff by phrasing a question to your device.
Okay, great, Chris. Let's see. Bruce, I'm going to let you in next, and then we have another question after you. So go ahead. Sorry.
Okay, excuse me. Yeah, so it'll be Bruce and then the one last, yep. And then that will need to be it.
Thank you. Ty, this is Bruce Howell. And first of all, I just want to say that's a fabulous website you just demoed, and you've done wonderful accessibility features in it. It's really cool to see you demonstrate that and show how the collapsible, expandable menus work and your heading structure. So my compliments to you on that. Just a question. When you were in the table where you were showing all the statistics, were you using your normal JAWS reading commands or NVDA reading commands there to move up and down through that table?
Yes, I was using the table nav because if you actually, one of the things I got a call from Vespero because I didn't remember to add row headers on the rows themselves. But if you use your table navigation commands, which in JAWS is Control Alt Left Right Up and Down, it will help you keep track of which row you were on, which is the state or the country, and the header that you were on the column specifically.
Perfect. Thank you. And just again, and I'm sure you know this, but if people don't understand this, that the state of Massachusetts updates the town by town statistics Wednesdays at 4 p.m. And you can actually pull those off of the state's website, too. And it's a downloadable Word document. So if people are curious to see how their own town's doing, you can get that on a weekly basis from the state. That's all. Thanks, Tyler.
Yeah, thank you.
Tyler, thank you very much for your presentation and especially for that great website. It's really a wonderful resource and just very nice and easy to navigate. And looking forward also to some of those new features that you're talking about. So again, thanks so much for that initiative.
Yeah, thank you. And if you, I know that there's the changelog at the bottom. I also have some kind of contact information. I post regularly on Twitter when I update. So if you want to check on that or keep an eye on that, it'll be there.